This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. In a TV special for Thanksgiving, Sesame Street introduced a new character, a 7-year-old Korean-American Muppet named Ji-young. She's the first ever Asian-American Muppet character on the show. She was introduced in part as a response by Sesame Street to the recent rise in hate crimes against Asian-Americans. John C. Yang is president and executive director of the advocacy group Asian-Americans Advancing Justice. John, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And Heather Kerkorian is associate professor and chair in the Department of Human Development and Family Studies at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. Heather, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
Well, first, I want to give a listen to an excerpt from near the beginning of that special, built around a special event on Sesame Street, celebrating all the neighbors. We're going to hear Ji-young speak first here.
When I was coming back here, a kid yelled out at me to go back home. It really, really, really hurt my feelings.
Of course it did.
It made me feel sad and scared.
Emma doesn't understand. Wasn't Ji-young just at her home?
Well, what they meant was that she should leave Sesame Street and this country.
Huh?
Ji-young is Korean. Her family's from a place called Korea.
And there are some people who don't believe that Asian people like me and Anna and Ji-young belong in this country.
Oh, no.
That was wrong and unfair. I'm Chinese and Irish, and if someone told me to go back home, I would be so sad.
And home is where you live with the people who love you, with your family and your friends.
Yes, Sesame Street is Ji-young's home.
John, I want to start with you. What is your response? What are your thoughts on this character, Ji-young, and the addition by Sesame Street?
When I saw this episode, it really resonated with me. And even as I heard this again, it made me a little bit emotional because the experience that Ji-young had is one that many, many, if not all Asian Americans have had in the United States. This being asked to go home, go back to where you came from, or this notion of being asked the question, where are you really from? So to have an episode like this that sees Asian Americans and recognizes us as Americans really means us being seen and us being part of a neighborhood and part of a community.
And John, Ji-young is also a talented guitarist, we find out in that introductory show. What do you think of just the general scope of the character as we meet her?
I really appreciated that because we weren't just dealing with stereotypes. Yes, we talked about Korean American culture, and that's how is fundamentally part of her identity. But she is more than that, right? She is also a guitar player. She's also a skateboarder. She's just a fun-loving 7-year-old. And that's also part of the Asian American experience, is that, you know, our identity is part in part our culture, but it's also part of all of these different things. And to be seen in that way and all of that complexity, all that nuance is just wonderful for all of the kids that are watching this.
Heather, when it comes to the messages that kids see and hear and receive, what do you think about Sesame Street's introduction of this character, Ji-young?
Yeah, so this particular character seems really in line with Sesame Workshop's model for their characters. So Sesame Workshop has a history of doing a lot of formative research before introducing a new lesson plan or a new character, to talk with individuals from that group and do a lot of boots on the ground research before they develop the character. And I think this really reflected that, both in terms of the lived experiences and the different examples, not just from Ji-young, but also the other characters talking about their cultural history and practices. So I think it was really representative of their model.
And Heather, this goes back to the beginning, right? I mean, part of Sesame Street's mission was to have a diverse group of people living and working together. This is controversial in some states, almost banned in Mississippi initially. I think a black Muppet introduced a year or so later. This is kind of part of the long-term, I guess, mission.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So for over half a century now, Sesame Workshop, the creators of Sesame Street, have been taking on complex social issues. This has been a goal from the outset. So they covered divorce and death and incarceration and foster care, lots of complex issues that a lot of people might shy away from talking about with young children. And that's just been part of their model from the beginning.
And John, Ji-young's puppeteer, Kathleen Kim, has Korean parents, I understand, herself. What are your thoughts on that decision, intentional decision, I would think, by Sesame Street?
It's a wonderful decision. So we've had the fortune to work with Kathleen Kim. So she comes from the community, and so she understands the complexity of the community. and that we're not just one-dimensional. And you could see that in the character, how she intersperses Korean language as well as English, how she uses certain idioms. Again, that's part of, as Heather says, our lived experiences. And to see that performed by someone that comes from our community makes it especially special.
Heather, I think some parents might think, wow, this is a big social issue. Is my kid, whatever age the kid is my kid too young to hear this and understand it and get it? What are your thoughts on what this means for kids of younger ages?
Yeah, absolutely. I think actually it's really important to have conversations early and often. And I think especially among U.S. white parents, these conversations tend not to happen at all or happen far too late. Really young kids start to pick up on implicit messages, both from their families and the larger community, pretty early on. Between 2 and 4 years of age, they start to show implicit racial bias. And that's from the implicit messages they're picking up, not necessarily explicit messages they hear in conversations. So kids are picking up on these, whether or not we're talking to them about it.
We're talking about a new character in the neighborhood on Sesame Street, Ji Young, a Korean-American 7-year-old, a Muppet. We've got Heather Kerkorian with us from the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology and John C. Yang, President and Executive Director of Asian Americans Advancing Justice. John, you mentioned earlier, and this is part of the reason this character was created and brought onto the show, rise in hate crimes, hate messages targeting Asian Americans over the last couple of years. Do you see other positive responses coming out of this from, say, other media or educational organizations?
We do. The good thing, perhaps, is out of this tragedy does come some progress, whether it is corporations that are taking notice and doing more with their employees, whether it is media or even sports and entertainment sort of taking a position. Certainly, we have seen that from the NBA, you know, the National Basketball Association, among others, and starting to talk about this in a different way. On one hand, I never like to have it be driven by tragedy, but at the same time, certainly if it brings opportunities for further understanding and get us to a better place with respect to racial justice and racial equity, then certainly it is perhaps worth it at least a little bit.
And Heather, say a family starts by seeing that segment we played a clip from Sesame Street. When we're talking about educating on this issue or any others, what do you recommend as next steps for parents to take that that thing they see in the media and amplify it and build on it?
It's a great question, especially for this young age, for the preschool audience. It's important to have those kinds of conversations. So little kids can definitely learn from educational television, but especially for this kind of social or emotional lesson, and especially when it comes to race and ethnicity, they really need those extra conversations and activities with parents or teachers in order to make the most from that lesson. So one thing that parents can do is just use the show as a launch pad. A lot of parents just don't know how to have conversations with their kids about race and ethnicity and culture. And so the show can provide topics and language that they can use to talk to their kids about it. And some simple things could just be asking kids what they thought about the show, asking young kids how the characters felt, how they might feel if they were in that same situation.
And John, do you have suggestions for Asian American parents if their kid comes home and has heard what we heard Ji Young go through there, that, go home or whatever the hurtful message is? How do you suggest Asian American parents talk to their kids about that?
Well, that's why I find this episode very refreshing as well, because the message that the Sesame Street episode has is something that an Asian American parent can grab hold of as well. And to say, no, you are home. This is your neighborhood. You do belong here. Those are messages that resonate. And to go back to what Heather was saying, it's definitely never too young. Certainly for me, even as a 5-year-old, these were some of the things that I heard. So to have an episode where I can feel like someone sees me, and to have children, you know, our kids, to see that is definitely a step in the right direction. It opens up these conversations in a way that we haven't been able to have before.
Heather, can you talk about that idea of representation, even in parts of a show like Sesame Street, where they're not maybe explicitly looking at anti-Asian American rhetoric? Just the fact of seeing people getting along together from different ethnic backgrounds. Do kids learn something from that?
Yeah, and I think the way that it's depicted is especially important. So just having a broad cast of characters isn't enough. What's really needed at this age especially is having the people who are seen as authority figures condoning those interactions. So the fact that Sesame Street has adult characters who are seen as authority figures on Sesame Street, not just interacting, but also helping to solve social problems and condoning the relationships between characters from different communities is really important.
John, Sesame Street, just one piece of a very big puzzle there. Are there other changes, other things you'd like to see in American culture when it comes to this trend, unfortunate trend of people targeting Asian Americans?
Yeah, there's so much more that can be done. At root of a lot of this for the Asian American community is this feeling of being what we would call a perpetual foreigner. This notion that regardless of how long we've been here, we must be born in another country or owe our loyalties elsewhere. And a lot of this does stem from the need for education, the need to tell stories at that grade school level to understand that Asian Americans have been part of the society for a long time, and we have contributed to the fabric of this country. The other thing that's really appreciated about this episode is how diverse of a cast of Asian Americans that this show had. It wasn't just East Asian Americans or Chinese Americans or Korean Americans, but also Indian Americans and Vietnamese Americans. And that's important because too often we fall into the trap of seeing the Asian American community as one monolith, one sort of singular entity, whereas actually it's really a rich diversity of different communities.
It's a good place to leave it. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And Heather, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Have a good one.
John C. Yang is President and Executive Director of Asian Americans Advancing Justice, and Heather Kerkorian is Associate Professor and Chair in the Department of Human Development and Family Studies at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. We talked to them today about Sesame Street adding its first Asian American Muppet to the show.